Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. And Quick, which I don't think it's an acronym for anything, right? But people try. It's the protocol that Google has invented to solve limitations of HTTP2. And obviously, there is no long video enough to talk about the history about all this stuff. I made many videos about the history about this. I talked about HTTP, I talked about HTTP 1.0, I talked about HTTP 1.1 and HTTP 2. I'm going to link up the playlist for HTTP. Check it out if you want to learn more of the history. The history is very, very critical because guess what? We don't solve problems for the sake of solving problems. We don't invent stuff for the sake of inventing stuff. We solve problems that exist, right? And that's what Quick was for. And 8 years, Google came up with the Quick protocol, which is an implementation of this multiplexed way. When the client needs to send so many requests and a single TCP connection cannot be used as its raw form to multiplex stuff. We tried with HTTP2. We failed. HTTP2 locks up, heads offline blocking, and there's an additional stuff that we don't really... We can't get out, which is the TCP handshake itself, and then we have to secure a TLS, and there's the protocol ossification boxes in the middle started messing with our packets with HTTP2. So it's a mess. It's a mess. So we wanted a way to be more efficient. And that's what Google invented. They invented the Quick protocol, right? It was their own version. Cloudflare tried to contribute. Microsoft chipped in. Everybody chipped in to make the protocol better. There was like so many. Facebook is now, I think, a completely on Quick on their back end. I talked about that if you want to check out the video. Facebook completely moved to Quick internally, right? They've seen good improvement. Not great, good. Right. There was so many drafts. Google started to do their own thing. The IETF started to do their own thing, and they finally converged into one final version. Right now, you can turn on HTTP3, which is running on top of Quick, if you want to, and you can enjoy this new protocol. How about we jump into this article and discuss? All right, let's read this from the Register. TCP alternative Quick reaches IETF standards track after 8 years of evolution. Google spawned it, Cloudflare backed it, Microsoft made its own cut, and boffins worry it didn't improve privacy. Well, let's check. All right, let's read this blurb and then discuss a little bit more. Quick, UDP Internet Connections, is that what it stands for? I don't think, because Google did say that it doesn't stand for anything. It's just Quick, right? Have graduated to Internet Engineering Task Force Standard Track. The Quick spec, we're going to open it up in a minute, RFC 9000, appeared on May 27th, so a few days ago, making the end of the beginning for a story that started in 2013 when Google revealed it was playing with Quick, which it then described as an early stage network protocol we are experimenting with, which runs a stream multiplexing protocol over the new flavor of transport layer security on top of UDP. The beauty here is we only had the concept of TCP for reliable connection, and we have the other option of a layer 4 transport, which is UDP, which is not reliable. So people start building stuff on top of TCP, but guess what? When you are at the application level, you have your own rules, you have your own guarantees, and TCP started getting in the way of this. Because it just deals at the packet by packet basis, and it has its own handshake. And now, on top of that, we have to secure things because we're in the encrypted world. We don't want anyone to snoop, so we invented TLS. So we have to do the handshake, so three-way handshake of TCP, and then on top of that, we always had to do this TLS, right? So TLS 1.2, we had almost two round trips to exchange the symmetric key. And then TLS 1.3, we made it into one. We even cut it down into zero round trip, zero RTT with TLS 1.3, improved edition, with this idea of having to send the data if I did talk to you before, the pre shared key concept. But even that, there is so much stuff that we have to do to get to sharing the actual content quick. What Google built originally, they said, okay, how about if I moved the guarantees of the TCP handshake and the connection reliability and the packet delivery up at the application level, not really application, just higher level, and use UDP. So I'm going to do a handshake to establish the sequences, the number of sequences, and the packet numbering and all that stuff. And in the same virtual handshake, not logical handshake, that I'm building on top of UDP, I'm going to do TLS. So two in one. Beautiful, beautiful. How? This is just genius, right? And that's just the idea of that really solves a lot of time. So let's continue reading. Quick's best trick is to allow a client and server to exchange data with less overhead, as I discussed it earlier, cutting off the extra round trip established needed to establish the TCP link means less traffic and faster connection. So you don't need to do the TCP handshake. Well, you're doing a handshake with Quick, but we're moving two handshake in one, the encryption and the actual TCP handshake. That's especially welcome on wireless networks. Yeah, less overhead, which are nearly always shared and see contention for resources. Just in case you haven't noticed, there are 3 billion wireless devices. Okay, we know. Connectivity greasing company Cloudflare linked Quick so much it's offered it as a service. We know Cloudflare has been pushing Quick for a very long time. I've been covering this news on my channel here. Quick has been really a pioneer, right, when it comes to Quick. They just did so much stuff with Quick. Google already baked Quick into the Chrome browser long time ago. I mean, I even showed in my analysis videos that when we go through DevTools, we see this Q3 protocol. That is just Google's own version of Draft, right? Now they're going to move to the actual standard RFC version. But Quick has not been widely adopted elsewhere. A Cloudflare post celebrating Quick ascension to the standard, it says it can detect around 12% of the internet using Quick with HTTP/3. And even if you go, if you're using iPhone and you go to Safari option settings, you're going to see that HTTP/3 is turned off by default. I don't know. So people are still skeptical. Maybe they want things to be standardized before, because, you know, the bugs that comes from the HTTP/3 and all that stuff, they want things to be stable before moving. All right, so guys, so this is the actual RFC 9000 request for comment 9000, as you can see. And one thing that is really a sell point for Quick, there's been a lot of people talking about, is the ability for seamless underlining connection media switching. So that means if you're using Quick, theoretically again, if you are on a wireless network on your home and you drive out for your garage, because that happens to me all the time, and then all of a sudden you switch to a 4G network, what happens here is obviously your IP address change, your local port change, your destination still doesn't change because you're connected to the same server technically, right? Well, not technically, because you're through load balancers and all that stuff, you might hit another server. But now that you have to retry that connection again, right? We don't need to see the RFC anymore, because I'm going to discuss this and then end the video. But yeah, if you drive out of garage, you're going to change your IP address, you're going to change your port, and as a result, the connection is being dropped, right? You have to, your old connection, the server eventually is going to give up because they say, oh, there is no pings coming from that connection. It must have been disconnected. So I'm going to send a reset. And now you're coming into a brand new connection here with a new IP address, and now trying to establish a new connection. So that you have to take the hit in the older design with TCP. You have to take the hit to do the handshake again, to do the TLS again. With Quick, they have like a bit in the packets itself. It's called connection ID, which keeps track of that connection. So there is a logical connection that is keep track. So it's still a stateful thing, but it's being sent with every packet. So now, If you want to reestablish as a smart client, as a smart quick client, you can reestablish, reconnect with the 4G connection on the connection ID. So asking the server to hey, you know me, I'm still same OG, but I've been low key. Let's connect again. Let's not do this stupid handshake. You know me, right? So now, if the server receives that connection ID renegotiation, whatever it's called, it will just resume where it will pick up where it left off. That's even so powerful. But what people miss here is that is not easy to implement, right? Because, like, think about it. Connection IDs, where do you store this connection ID? The implementation is has to be stateful. You store it in the server memory. So if I came in into a 4G connection with a different IP address and I did send a connection ID, first of all, what is the guarantee that the load balancer will eventually funnel my packets all the way to that server that has my connection ID? There are no guarantees. So you are responsible to build the guarantees so you can build a sticky session all the way to that server if based on the connection ID. And here's the thing I don't know. Is that connection ID bit encrypted? I'm going to say absolutely. I think yes. If it's not encrypted, then I can do this solution. If it is encrypted, there is no way unless you terminate the quick TLS encryption in the load balancer and look at the connection ID, right? You can't do it. So there is other ways, like, okay, the RFC. I read the RFC a bit away. So you know what? Let's share the RFC. Again. Reading through that, because that's part. So yeah, I was interested in that part, so I searched connection ID and behold, someone, essentially those people are smart, so they thought about this. And look at this: consideration for simple load balancers, because, like, how does that work? How do you do connection migration in load balancers? That's very, very interesting, right? So I started reading through this thing. And I don't know if I'm convinced with these solutions, to be honest. One solution says, okay, a server could use an out-of-band mechanism to forward packets to the correct server. So if another server receives that connection migration with the connection ID, another server, that server is responsible to send it to the actual server. So you need to have an out-of-band, like a database, to store the connection ID on the server, which is, I don't know about that. You can do that. It's not difficult, I guess. But then the servers have to talk to each other, things that you don't normally have to do. I mean, you can have a message queue in the middle to talk to a broker, something like that. The other solution is that if the server can use a dedicated server IP port, address or port, other than the one that the client initially connects to, they can use the preferred address transport parameter to request that the client move connections to that dedicated address. So you have a dedicated address and make sure that, assuming that dedicated address is not a load balancer or an API gateway that just funnels you randomly to another server, right? It has, this other bullet, I believe, is a way to do, okay, let's make a way, a sticky session kind of a solution where, make sure, hey, always connect to me, right? All right, guys, but I'm so excited. I am so pumped for this news. This is excellent news. I hope people start moving their implementation to Quick and see what's wrong with that, right? Obviously, people are concerned with security, and I understand that as well, because this idea of connection migration is scary. Imagine someone just sending a connection migration without any credentials or anything, and that you can just resume a connection. If I can guess a connection ID, can I be able to resume it? Right? If I can guess maybe an IP address or a port, if I know this information, can I just resume it from somewhere else? I'm pretty sure people thought about it, the smart people at Quick and the engineering task force thought about it, but I'm just interested about this stuff. What do you guys think about this news? I'm gonna see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye, Odeska. Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcast. With that said, let's get on the show. After 8 years of continuous evolution, QUIC is finally a standard. It's approved. It has a number and all. It has an RFC number. Get this. It's a sexy number. 9,000. Give me an RFC that has like the beautiful number like this. None. It's finally a standard. Let's discuss.